It's anything you ever wanted to know, from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's Friday, the 17th of November, our last show before Thanksgiving, and we're taking your calls today at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington, and we're thrilled to be here today, obviously. I ate a little bit of the Thanksgiving lunch that they had for the staff here at the station today before the show. Probably a bad idea, so it might be a rough start. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Starting off today from the inbox at anything@kera.org, Bob and Carrollton emails and says, I'm wondering if there's any place you can buy current out-of-town and international newspapers in the Dallas or Plano area. Got an email. This is actually from Saeda in McKinney, who says, I'm trying to find out if composting toilets are allowed in Collin County or surrounding counties outside the city limits where there's no city sewer available for tiny house or RV residential uses. Saeda says, the only information I can find is the required on-site sewer facility requirements and septic systems to be installed in a residential lot. And Saeda says, Austin allows or have permitted the use of composting toilets. It's considered a great leap towards environmental sustainable use of water. Does anybody know if you can use them up here? That's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got a question from James, who says, my question is with regard to auto recalls for the Takata airbag. He says, I've been trying to get my Mercedes repaired for over a year, but they keep telling me the parts are not available, and Mercedes haven't had any problems, is what the dealership is telling James. He says, I understand the car can't be sold until fixed. My question is, what recourse does a vehicle owner have if they can't get the recalled parts fixed or replaced? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start on the phones today with George in Carrollton. Hello, George.
Hello, good afternoon.
Same to you.
I had a solution for getting the stench or stink out of a vehicle, specifically cigarette smoke, by placing two or three banana peels on a pie tin on the rug of the car and then having the windows rolled up tight and leaving that car sealed like that for two or three days. The cigarette smell or the smell of smoke almost disappears completely. If this process is repeated another couple of times, the smoke will be gone forever.
Does it smell like banana peels though after that?
Not particularly, but I bought a vehicle that smelled like cigarettes, and when I got through with this process, it absolutely did not. You would never know anyone ever had a cigarette in the car.
Great. George, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Question that we do get from time to time, so thanks very much for that. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Amanda in Dallas. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm calling because I have a very old lighter, and it's a Cartier lighter, and I just don't know where to take it to get it fixed so that it works again.
Okay. Well, you've asked. We'll see if somebody knows what to do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Stephen did, wondering, how does one go about getting a verified account on Twitter? Does anybody know how to do that? I guess that gives you the little... It gives you the little blue check mark next to your the little seal of blue approval from the folks at Twitter. We had somebody here at the station who helped us deal with that, but I don't know how an individual does. But we'll see if we get an answer for you, Stephen. In the inbox, got an email from Catherine, who is wondering if anyone knows of a good Western saddle repair shop in Sachse. Anybody have a saddle repair shop that they use in Sachse? And Alex is wondering if anyone knows of a good training course for stock market trading here in the DFW area. Anybody had any success with a stock market trading training course? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Ken in Dallas. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I have just a quick question. Whether it's true, as I've heard, that Congress, the United States Congress, exempted themselves from the sexual harassment statutes that are part of federal workplace protection.
And I mean, where have you heard this reported?
I believe I heard it, several years ago, and more recently, in light of current events. You know, it just, I would find it very ironic that Congress, you know, would exempt themselves from the bad behavior that we're trying to, you know, that law should protect others from.
Yeah, well, we'll see if somebody knows. Thanks for calling, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Frank in Flower Mound. Hello, Frank.
Yes, hello. I'm moving from a house to a condo, and they only given me two parking spots, so I'm looking.
Uh-oh. Are you there, Frank?
No. Long-term.
Frank, yeah, Frank, start over because you broke up there for about 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. So I'm moving from a house downsizing into a condo, mm-hmm. and we'll only get two parking spots there. And we're looking for a good place in the Flower Mound or Louisville area where we can park a third car sort of permanently.
Okay. So you have three cars. You're only going to get two spots, so... Anybody have a recommendation? We'll see if the audience, somebody's bound to have a suggestion for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We had the question last week about, what people thought about the possibility of Bitcoin becoming a thing, right? Like a big thing, like a real commodity or maybe even a currency, general currency. And David says it's unlikely, he emailed us, because the cost per transaction, he says, is large, and the Bitcoin network has a large backlog of transactions, so it would take a long time to process. He says, however, Bitcoin will remain a store of value akin to people investing gold and silver. David says other cryptocurrencies can scale better and are more likely to become more like currency, but those aren't mainstream yet. And Bob says, your caller who has a turntable that needs repair could contact Dallas Vintage Audio on Bedford Road in Hearst or the Vintage Freak on Brown Trail in Bedford. Bob says both shops can work on a wide variety of audio equipment. So there's a couple answers on that. Oh, and Christina emailed us and says, I'd like to identify a spider that lives around my desk at home, but nothing I find on the internet has helped. Christina says, I've read that spiders don't have antenna eyes, but he does, she says, in addition to his eight legs. She says he's roundish, about half inch in size, black except for white spots on his, quote, feet, and has white eyes or eyelids. She says he scurries quickly or hops short distances, and he gets on my computer and looks me straight in the eye. She says, I shoo him away, but months later he reappears. Does anyone know what he might be? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Graham calling from Coppell. Hello, Graham.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm heading home to Louisiana for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and I was assigned to bring a smoked turkey because I live in Texas now. So I don't know where to go to get truly fabulous smoked turkey for Thanksgiving, but I'm sure we can find it here.
And when do you leave?
I leave on Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. So between now and Wednesday, you're looking for a, quote, fabulous smoked turkey. We'll see if we get some recommendations for you.
Thank you so
much. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Patsy in Dallas. Hey, Patsy.
Hello.
Hi there.
I was wondering if anyone knew of a place where I could go and buy a good old-fashioned typewriter in good working order.
Now, are you looking for a completely manual typewriter?
A manual.
Okay.
So manual. Like
a,
in the 50s.
Yeah, like an Underwood typewriter.
Underwood. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some of the names. I think I had an Underwood, and I think I had a... can't think of some of the names that I've had.
Well, somebody will know where to look. And you're looking for around here, you want to go there and get it, not order one, because I'm sure you can find these.
Well, it doesn't matter. I just, wherever they think I could find a good one in the Dallas area, or I could order one.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get some recommendations for you.
Thank you so very much.
You bet.
Do you need my phone number?
No, you just have to listen to the show, Patsy, and hopefully we'll get answers for you.
Okay, I'll keep listening, yes.
Right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I enjoy your program.
Thank you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Daniel emailed, wants to know what is being done with the old Dallas High School building downtown. It's being turned in. I think it's being turned into some offices, and I think there's going to be a restaurant. Somebody will know, though, who's listening and will tell us. It's the one that's right there next to the Pearl Street DART station. It sat vacant for many years, was once called Crozier Tech for a while back in the day. But I talked about this with somebody, but I can't remember. And that's, you know, after all, why we do this radio show. Let's see. Aaron tweeted and says, Central Market sells Greenberg smoked turkeys. And Steve says, I'll cook the turkey, but they should go to eBay for the typewriter. eBay is probably a place to look for something like that, like a vintage piece of gear like that. And, you know, it'll take some research to figure out exactly what, because it's become a real thing, right? These vintage manual typewriters. I mean, didn't Tom Hanks just write a book about, or did he make a film or something about vintage typewriters? I'm getting a pantomime. Oh yeah, it's a book. It's a book. Because I heard an interview with him and I guess Steve Inskeep on Morning Edition. I think it was Steve, or maybe David Green. Somebody interviewed Tom Hanks about vintage typewriters. So it's becoming a thing. And I think there's a movie or a documentary I saw a trailer for somewhere about vintage typewriters. And but eBay is a good lead, as good a lead as any at this point. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Emmanuel in Little Elm. Hey, Emmanuel.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
And a great program.
Thanks.
My question is, I just want to know if it's true. I've heard this through the grapevine. Is it true that the Texas Attorney General, they cannot ramifications that anyone could bring towards them?
I'm sorry, you broke up again. You're wondering if it's true that the state attorney general, what?
Anyone can bring against them.
Okay, I can see what you told our screener. It looks like you're asking if they have legal immunity, if the attorney general has legal immunity. I'm not a Texas constitutional expert, and but maybe one is listening. And that's why we have a line open at 800-933-5372, an email open at anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. I think there is some kind of legal case that the attorney general is involved in right now. Maybe the audience will help us remember what that is. 800-933-5372. Stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up. From KERA, it is anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And we just checked to make sure, but Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, is currently under indictment, and the case hinges on whether or not he broke state securities laws. This has been going on for, I want to say, you know, a year or so at this point. So that would answer, I guess, Emmanuel's question. We got a tweet from Matt who says the black and white bug mentioned earlier could be a Phippidus audax or black and white jumping spider, quite common in Texas. JT says Dolly Python or Lula bees might have some typewriters. Jimmy says Greenberg smoked turkeys are from Tyler, Texas. Central Market always has them, likely others too. And let's see, we got an answer on this from Garrett, who says Greenberg smoked turkeys in Tyler are the classic. He says they can have it delivered before Thanksgiving, or you could just pick it up on your way to Louisiana, which seems to make sense if you're driving there on Wednesday. Might want to call them, though. Make sure that they save you one. Guy in Denton, speaking of turkey, it is, after all, the last time that we'll visit before Thanksgiving. So if you're, you know, if you're thinking about cooking a turkey, which many of you, I'm sure, are, this is the day to get your questions in and have the audience answer them. Guy in Denton emails and says, I have a 12-pound frozen turkey. And I was wondering when I should take it out of the freezer and put it in the fridge to thaw if I want to cook it on Thursday. I think people say 3 to 5 days to thaw a turkey out in the fridge. You probably want to get that out as soon as you get home today. Because even after being in the fridge for a couple of days, let's say your fridge is at like 37 degrees, the insides are still going to be a little frosty when you try to get the neck and the giblets and all that stuff out. I mean, I speak from experience on this, but if you're going to, you know, if you're planning to brine it or do something fancy like that, I mean, the clock is ticking on your ability to get it. If you're just going to roast it, you still have plenty of time to defrost it, but you should put it in the fridge. You should probably put it in the fridge now, but we'll see if we get, some other answers on that from the best audience from radio. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Troy calling from Bedford. Hey, Troy.
Hey, Jeff. Yes. I came up with another answer. I was had one on the Congress exempting itself.
Oh, yeah.
But on the turkey, smoked ham, Hall's convenience slash liquor store slash barbecue shack at 121 in Glade in Colleyville. I just walked out of there, and they've got smoked turkey for sale.
And it's called Hall's?
Hall's, H-A-L-L.
Apostrophe S. All right, cool.
And Congress exempting itself, like all the ethics violations and everything, they've exempted themselves up until the 80s. If you might remember the congressional page scandal,
yeah,
they did change the rules, and they do have a reporting system, but it's so convoluted and so many hurdles. If you report sexual harassment by a congressman, then you have to go to 30 days of counseling, sign non-disclosure agreements. So
the person reporting it has to do that.
Yes.
So this was a couple of years ago, and I do remember there was some inappropriate texting going on and some claims of harassment. The congressional page scandal does ring a bell.
Yes, and so they had nothing before that. Then they enacted these rules. But if somebody's going to report it, just so many hurdles to jump through. And, you know, Congress just exempts itself from pretty much everything.
Well, Troy, thanks for calling.
You bet.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We got a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Oh, from the folks at Lockhart Smokehouse, who apparently are listening, says that they are smoking turkeys. So we'll get a long list for you to choose from this hour. Connie is wondering, and she emailed us at anything at kera.org. Connie's wondering if there are resources for finding historic photos of property in white settlement. She says, my home was built at or before 1954, according to tax records, but neighbors say it may have been earlier. She says the property has some interesting foundation remains, and I'd like to find photos of the property as it was back in the day. She says, I've tried the White Settlement Historic Society, but didn't find any. Are there any other resources that the audience can suggest? Also got an email from Michelle that says Etsy has vintage typewriters. Joyce says, not sure, but the little house spider sounds like it might be the delightful Phidippus regius. They are harmless and fun if you get to know them. Have personalities. There's a fun Facebook page dedicated to jumping spiders called Pequod and her Phidippus pals. It's spelled P-H-I-D-I-P-P-U-S, by the way. She says the videos are hilarious. People raise these spiders as pets just because of their personalities, which Joy says are very distinct. And let's get a call on this from Jake in Arlington. Hey, Jake.
Hey, I just wanted to add a little quick aside. I, about a year ago, discovered a deal on Reddit, the website, if y'all are familiar with that, mm-hmm. R-E-D-D-I-T.
Yep.
There's a little sub-community in there called What's This Bug? And you could probably just Google What's This Bug Reddit and just go straight to it if you don't know how to navigate it. But easily one of the most fun subreddits I've been to. You just upload pictures in your location, and there's always people way smarter than you identifying bugs. So,
well, just
a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Jake.
Absolutely.
But then what would we do on Fridays at noon if we didn't have... we'll never run out of things. We'll never run out of things to answer on the show. 800-933-5372 is where we find Donald in Waxahachie. Hey, Donald.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today?
Doing well.
The question that I have is when you're traveling Interstate 20 westbound,
yep.
Before you get into Arlington, you go down a hill. Well, on the side of that hill, it used to be a symbol of Texas, and they had red, white, and blue flowers in that. And that symbols. And they used to, you know, drivers used to stop and pull over and take pictures there.
Right.
So I was just wondering if they plan on putting that back, because that was pretty nice little view coming up.
It was right there, when you left Duncanville, before you got to Grand Prairie, and just before you went down the hill by Mountain Creek Lake. Is that what you're talking
right,
about?
Right, exactly. If you're traveling eastbound on 20, it's right there when you start to go up the hill. You can see it.
Oh, okay.
Big day. And it was real pretty, so I was just wondering if they had plans on putting it back.
Okay, well, you've asked. We'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email from Jim in Dallas who wants to know, will the tax bills currently working their way through Congress affect the current 2017 tax year, April 2018 filing, or will they only go into effect for the next 2018 tax year if they're passed and signed into law, which would be the filing that everyone does in April 2019? That is a great question, and we'll see what somebody has to say about it. Got an email from Mike in Keller, who says, a road widening boulevard project on FM 1938, Randall Mill, seems abandoned. He says it's only about 3,000 feet from Florence Road and Randall Mill in North Keller to the south boundary of Westlake. He says one dozer has sat there since midsummer, and a 6-foot cottonwood tree has grown next to one of the 20-foot dirt piles. The rest of this 5.5-mile-long project is completed. He says it's on the Keller-South Lake boundary. Does anyone know what is going on here? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Patrick says I have a mid-50s era Grundig Majestic radio with a bad vacuum tube in the volume section. Is a repair facility in the Metroplex capable of fixing older German radios? You might, Patrick, try those vintage audio places, Dallas Vintage Audio or Vintage... The Vintage Freak, I think, was the other one in Bedford that I mentioned at the top of the show. But if somebody has another idea, of course, they can reach out to us. Got an email from David in Greenville who says, long ago, tractor trailers had to display a license plate for every state they operated in. Some would have 10 or 12 plates. Does anyone know how this was resolved? And one more before we go back to the phones. John in Fort Worth suggests Angelo's on White Settlement Road in Fort Worth for smoked turkey. Angelo's. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jim in Dallas. Hey, Jim. Hello, Jim.
This is Tim. I don't know if you want me.
Oh, hey, Tim. Yeah, sorry. The edge of the screen is kind of cut off, and it looked like it was a J, but it's... obviously a T.
Often happens. I have a lady called in about an old manual typewriter. I got an old manual Royal I used many years and typed many papers on.
And you're looking to get rid of it?
If she wants it.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have your info, Tim, so we'll pass it along.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Will in Fort Worth. Hey, Will.
Hey, I am a typewriter enthusiast, and I just wanted to mention on eBay that the typewriters are heavy, so the shipping just would be $20, $30 or more.
Okay.
And in my experience, I've had great finds on Craigslist and just surfing through antique malls. And I am also interested in the last caller that had the Royal. I would be curious what Royal it is.
Oh, well, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll give you his number.
Okay, awesome. Right. Thank you.
Hold on, Will. Line open shortly at 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And we haven't melted Twitter yet. Let's see. Britt says the house tax bill would go into effect January of 2018. So that's what's written into the house tax bill that was, I think it was passed last night by the House. The Senate version would go into effect in 2019, which is a year from now. And, of course, those two bills, should the Senate pass one, will have to be reconciled before a bill can go to the White House for possible signature. So there's still some work to do. Let's see. Albert says Grand Prairie mayor... this is via Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way. The Grand Prairie mayor purchased the carpet of the state of Texas on I-20, I'm assuming, and said it would be used somewhere in the city. TxDOT actually removed it because of people stopping and taking pictures. So I'm assuming maybe it was a hazard. It was just determined that it was a hazard. And let's see. Neil says, your caller should check with Gordon Keith from The Ticket because he's looking to sell some typewriters. At least that's what he said this morning. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Let's talk to Forrest in Fort Worth. Hello, Forrest.
Hi there.
Hey.
With regard to the tragedy down in Sutherland Springs, I remember early on the news reports were saying that the shooter was denied a Texas concealed carry license, yet somehow he did not show up on the federal licensing radar. I'm wondering, is there any explanation for that?
Well, I think it's probably two different databases, I think, because the gun purchase law, I believe, is a federal law.
Correct.
And the licensing is done by the state. So the state, the concealed carry licenses are issued by the individual state. So I'm assuming, my assumption is, and again, I've not reported or edited on this story beyond what we did on the Think Show the day after the tragedy happened. But my assumption is that it's just two different databases. So, you know, there's one set of data in the state that has to do probably with criminal charges, and then there's a set of data at the federal, where the information is inputted that is checked when a gun is purchased. But someone will hopefully have more information on that for us.
Well, it's a shame that the two databases don't interact, I guess. But anyway, we'll hope for something more in the future.
Yeah, and there's been some movement to... there have been some bills proposed, I think, that would maybe close that up. But we'll have to see what happens with that.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Marriott says, I'm looking for a place in Dallas which will solder handles back onto a silver-plated tea service. Anybody know where to get a silver-plated tea service repaired? Let's see. John in Fort Worth says, I've noticed in Sendera Ranch and Hazlitt that there are a lot of tall streetlights that are sort of a Y shape, but they only have a light on one side. It says, I'm wondering what the branch on the opposite side is for. Perhaps there's a plan to make a second road on the other side, maybe making a divided road with two lanes on each side. Does anybody know about that? Jason says, on the lighter repair, we had a listener who has a Cartier lighter, I believe, vintage lighter to be repaired. Jason says, I had a Dunhill lighter repaired via lighterrepairs.com. He says, you have to mail them your lighter, and then they send you an estimate. You can also ask for a ballpark figure on what it may cost. And he says, and my estimate was close to what I actually ended up paying, and Jason says they did a great job. So they're at lighterrepairs, all one word, .com. Leslie says, on the stalled project in Keller, I live in that area too and heard there were some pipes under the road that were installed incorrectly, and there is a dispute about who is at fault. Until they resolve this dispute, the project is stalled. At least that's what Leslie heard. And Randy in Grapevine says on the airbag recall, he says, I have a Honda and it took approximately 10 and a half months to replace mine. He says, I was advised to contact the local district manager for the manufacturer to complete the recall. He says, so this may work for you. So that's advice to our Mercedes driver. And Alex says about the decoration off of I-20, the image decoration was completed through an Eagle Scout project. He says they took it down because of all the drivers stopping to take pictures, he says, and they aren't planning to put it back. Well, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. You can call us, 800-933-5372. If you can't get through, you can email us, anything@kera.org. And, of course, you can always tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and answers coming up in a whole nother segment. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter as well. It is our last show before Thanksgiving, and we're going to take next Friday off. So we won't have an Anything show for you. Next Friday on the 24th. However, we will be back on Friday, December 1st for the questions that have come up around the Thanksgiving table with all those relatives that you probably should see more often throughout the year, and family and friends that you don't ever get to see. But if you miss us, you can always subscribe to the podcast. Anything on the Anything page at kera.org/anything, or you can subscribe on your podcast app on your phone or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to see you there. Right now, though, we got folks waiting on the phone at 800-933-5372, and we'll start with Lexi in Dallas. Hey, Lexi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I got some old Coca-Cola advertisement pages from 35 up to 65. Way I can get them appraised.
So you want to get you want somebody to tell you what they're worth, basically.
Yeah.
We'll see if somebody has a recommendation for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Deborah in Dallas. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, Jeff. Listen, this is a follow-up regarding the Congress and sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I retired from the federal government last year after 30 years, and it was mandatory for us every year to take sexual harassment training. Well, it is not mandatory for Congress to take sexual harassment training, and this would probably help out somewhat.
Well, thanks for calling, Deborah, and congratulations on your retirement.
Oh, thank you very much. Just wanted to let you know.
All right,
okay,
appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is where we have Sebastian calling from Tyler. Hey, Sebastian.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
All right, I just wanted to call and ask, does NPR have a playlist or something for all the little musical bumps, even the station in general? Because I know aside from theme songs, they'll usually have little songs they'll play in between the programs and then the ads for upcoming programs.
Right. So some of those are played at the network, like inside shows like All Things Considered and Morning Edition. Some of them are played here locally. And we don't have a place to have all those listed out throughout the day for KERA, but NPR does when you go to the show page. So like if you go to npr.org and then on programs, you click the drop down, you select All Things Considered. And if you look at that day's show, I believe they still list off all of the, what they call music buttons that they play in between stories. The other solution that we recommended folks is to get one like SoundHound or Shazam or one of those, and have it ready to go. It has to be pretty quick on some of those. But that's the best suggestion that we've got for you at this point.
No problem.
Thanks for calling.
And have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Let's get one more answer on this from Karen in Euless. Hey, Karen.
Hi, I just wanted to add a little bit on the Texas symbol.
Yeah.
It was very popular, but in a very dangerous place, and they tried to keep people off. At the time, I was told it was going to be reinstalled at the Boy Scout headquarters or something like that.
Hmm.
It's not much of a help, but it was, you know, they were going to put it back up because it is really pretty, but just somewhere safer.
Right. Okay. Well, Karen, thanks so much for calling.
No problem. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Ralph says, when I read the Dallas Morning News, there are 7 holes in the bottom of each page. He says, I'm assuming the holes are used in the printing process to align the pages. Can someone tell me specifically why they are there and what they are used for? Donna says, I have an old pillow with the photo of a late relative printed on it. I'm looking for someone to restore it, remake the pillow, or frame it in the Dallas area. Anybody have a recommendation for Donna? Luella says a good place to find typewriters, manual typewriters, is estate sales around town. She says, I found some really nice ones that way. And let's see. John in Lake Highlands says, I often hear the term donor-advised fund. Does anybody know what that means? The donor-advised fund. And Linda says, on government official immunity, this is not legal advice, but as a general principle, government employees and officers have immunity from lawsuits and liability for actions taken in course and scope of employment. There are exceptions for physical torts, for example, car accidents, and intentional bad acts. The state itself has sovereign immunity and can only be sued if a statute authorizes. And Brian says, about the Sutherland Springs handgun license question, the person did not complete the required training and testing. Had he completed them and passed his test, he would have been issued a license. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jeff calling from Dallas. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, my question is about something that my wife and I have been seeing along Harry Hines, where it intersects with Webb Chapel Extension,
mm-hmm.
Right before you get on I-35, down on the west side of Harry Hines. There's this pretty sizable stage, a wooden stage, that appeared maybe like a year ago, and there's a little bit of a seating area, but we've never seen anything being performed down there, and it's kind of in like a swampy area, so it seems like an odd place for something like that. We're just wondering if anybody knew what that was.
Is it at Bachman? It's not at Bachman Lake.
No,
it's at Harry
it's
Hines.
On the west side
and,
of
yeah,
Harry Hines.
Yeah.
It's near Bachman Lake, but it's further west than that. It's sort of nestled down between Harry Hines and I-35, so
okay.
An odd place.
Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay, thanks right. A lot.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Got an email to anything at kera.org about the tractor trailer plates from Jacob, who says, trucks now have to register for apportioned plates with their titling agency. So I assume that spreads the registration around. And let's see, one more. Jason says, I often see trucks on the highway with signs warning people to stay back and that the truck is not responsible for cracked windshields. Jason asks, are these trucks truly not liable for damage caused by their debris? Does anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Ralph calling from Tyler. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Jeff. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I had a question someone might could answer. I have a friend that I were riding with the other day. We were behind a state trooper. He ticketed him for 93 miles an hour, and we both know that he was not doing 93 miles an hour. I mentioned the radar, but he didn't show it to us. I want to know if there is radar capability from behind a state. We're driving down the road behind him, and he said he radared him at 93.
Yeah, I think they
fight this in court.
Yeah, I think they run radar forwards and backwards.
Really?
Yeah, and they have. I think so, and I think they have a display that shows, you know, if it's oncoming or if it's behind them. But
really?
But somebody will hopefully be able to verify that.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Lauren, who says, I purchased a home in South Dallas earlier this year, built in 1921. The previous owner told me that he would let me keep the abstract, but never gave it to me. My question is there anywhere in Dallas where a copy of the abstract would be? I'm not sure if a copy would have even been made, but the home only had three owners. So does anybody have a recommendation for Lauren? And Mick says, for your listener wanting to get the handles reattached to silver plated items, let's see, you can email a photo to replacements.com, who will provide an estimate for repair. So there's a lead on that. Email replacements.com and see if they can give you an estimate. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Mima in Dallas. Hello, Mima.
Hi, Naima. Sorry.
Oh, Naima. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, I have a film camera that seems to, the viewfinder was totally perfect, and I've taken lots of pictures with it, but suddenly it almost looks like a sprout in the viewfinder that is, I can't tell where it is, and I'm not sure what, it looks like a tree root, honestly. Like, now, it doesn't look like a crack, but I'm not sure what it is, and I'm looking for someone that might know a lot about film cameras and or where I could get that looked at and fixed, and also a place that develops films but returns your negative back to you with your pictures.
Okay. So our associate producer, Sam Guzman, just told me in my ear that sounds like there's probably some dust in your lens. And
oh,
I'm okay. Assuming you can get those cleaned. And she's saying yes. So you might.
Okay. Even when, like, you remove the lens and it's still there just in the viewfinder?
It's probably inside the lens of the viewfinder.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a little lens itself. And I don't know how many sides there are, but I bet it's a little enclosed lens.
Okay.
On both end. You'll probably have to go someplace and get it serviced. But we'll see if we get some answers for you. If not today, maybe in the next show, way away in December. But you can also tweet me and I'll retweet it if people have an answer. Okay. They can respond that way too.
Perfect. Thank
cool.
you so much.
You bet. 800-933-5372. And I didn't realize you didn't get your negatives back. I guess it just depends on where you get your film processed. Maybe you can just ask for your negatives back. I don't know. We'll see if somebody knows. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Tom in Coppell. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I had one answer for you on the portrait pillow.
Yeah.
Andrew's Refinishing on Parker Road in Carrollton does an outstanding job of weaving fabrics back together and colors, and they would be a good option, I think, for that.
Andrew's Refinishing.
Yeah, it's on Parker Road in Carrollton.
Great.
And then, strange enough, I'm a professional photographer so the lady who just asked about the dust is probably, like you said, on the underside of her viewfinder. There's three lenses in there, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Garland Camera and Repair is, without a doubt, the best place to take that, and they do they repair all kinds of cameras, and they'll give you an estimate on the spot when you take it in. So,
and what about the photo processing where you get your negatives back?
You know, since we've shut down all the professional labs in Dallas, I don't have a good answer for that one. So, sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thanks.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Robin in Richardson. Hey, Robin.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, doing well.
I was calling with an answer about a person asked, what is a donor-advised fund?
Yeah.
And a donor-advised fund is a charitable organization that you donate money to, or stocks, appreciated stocks and such like that, and you give it to them, and then you as the donor can make recommendations of which charitable organization to give the money to. I use one at Vanguard. So that's just an example. There's many of them. But you, say, recommend your church, a school, a college, any charitable organization, they would check out to verify that that place is indeed a charitable organization according to the IRS, and then send them the check.
Great.
And,
hey.
And so you can make just one big donation, and then over time, over maybe many years, give it out.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Let's squeeze in at least one more, maybe two more calls. Let's talk to Stephanie in Fort Worth. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I was calling to give you an answer on the radar.
Yeah.
In the back of the patrol car. I was a municipal court judge for 10 years, and they all pretty much do have, they can clock you from the front or the rear.
That's what I thought. Thanks so much.
Yep. You're welcome.
And I think maybe Cindy in Mesquite is calling to verify that. Cindy, does that sound right?
Well, I was going to tell you that my brother is a police officer in California, mm-hmm. and his wife got pulled over, by clocked by a radar gun, and she contested it because she said the same thing. I wasn't going that fast. And there is some type of calibration that has to go on that these guns have to go through, mm-hmm. these radar guns. So maybe someone could check into that to see if they're disputing the speed.
All right. Well, Cindy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Got a tweet from Michael who says you can get film developed with negatives returned. He says at Photographique in Deep Ellum or Garland Camera in Garland. So a couple of leads on that. Well, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Our associate producer is Samantha Guzman. Subscribe to our free podcast at kera.org/anything. Just click on the subscribe link at the top of the page there. And of course, you can email us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions at anything@kera.org. Of course, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter where I'm at Jeff Whittington. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening and for writing and calling in. Y'all have a fantastic holiday next week. We'll see you back here on Friday, December 1st. And don't forget, be nice to each other.